There you go, Demi Lovato, and that's called Confident. And before that, we'd Martin Solveig. Hey, now, we are joined in studio by Owen McDermott and Kieran Murphy, otherwise known as Murph, probably better known collectively as the second captains.
Two
of the second captains. If you're in need of a stocking filler for a sports fanatic, the second captain's sports annual may be just the thing. It's out now. It's absolutely beautiful. It's a beautiful... It's lovely. It smells lovely. It feels
lovely.
You're
going to have to reconfigure your stocking into sort of roughly A4 size. But other than that, yes, it's the perfect stocking
filler.
It
does smell powerfully of new book. I didn't realise it was going to smell quite this powerful, but I like it.
There's something beautiful. I would just get the book just for the smell.
We just literally sprayed something on. It's a new book spray you can get these days.
It's absolutely brilliant. I love it. Like, there's a lot. Now, there was one thing I would say. There's a lot of sketches of... I noticed just going through, there's some sketches of men and they're naked men. So who did the drawings and why is
I want that book.
There's a number of different illustrators, actually. So there's Colin McAlewick. David Squire is a brilliant cartoonist who does stuff for The Guardian. A lot of your listeners might actually know him already, but he did a cartoon for us. There was Colin McAlewick. Oh my God, I've forgotten all of their names. Oh no, Alex Sheridan. Other than that, designed by Kieran Walsh. So,
but
yeah.
If you buy the book, you can, have a look.
Have a look.
Yeah, that's exactly it. No, I think I named them all there. Sorry, I was
and Trevor Finnegan from Revert.
But yeah, that is the thing, when you work with other people and they do such a great job, you want to thank everybody.
It is true, yeah.
I know, yeah. We had literally nothing to do with all of the cartoons of naked men, so...
but there's a few of them, though. I think I called Owen McDermott.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, Owen McDevitt.
Oh, well,
sorry.
We let that... It's not the first time.
I just came out. Are you friends with Niall Horan?
That's the other guy.
That's the other guy, yeah. The hair might be slightly, I mightn't have quite as much of an eye.
One of my favourite parts of the book is the Junior B manager.
That's Kieran Murphy's work here.
Inspired by real events, almost exclusively. Now, the book is full of these little quizzes, areas where you can put yourself into a position where you have to make the really tough decisions. So there's one here where you are the Junior B manager and you're presented with a number of scenarios where you have to put yourself into the position of your Junior B GA manager. Now, the first one here, if we want to read it out, you're 15 minutes away from your first championship game of the year. Your 37-year-old cornerback has opened up his gear bag, and instead of boots, he has brought 2 1-kilogram bags of wholemeal flour. Can he still play in the match? Answers over leaf. This one actually is... inspired by a real event, but it wasn't wholemeal flour. It was this guy that played for a GA club very close to my own in County Galway.
Yeah.
And he was a man of farming stock, and they were short a man. So they were like 14 players. This guy hadn't showed up. So they drove to his house, and he was actually out working in the field when they called to the house. So they call him in. His mother calls him in from the field and says, right, come on, you got to go out and play this football game. So he just grabbed a plastic bag beside the front door, which is where he always kept his football boots. So he had the gear, the smelly gear from training the night before, whatever. Just threw the plastic bag into the bag. When he got to the dressing room, he opened the plastic bag, but it wasn't his football boots at all. It was actually 2 heads of cabbage. And so everyone was just looking. And if you were in this situation, you would obviously just discreetly...
But there's the corner forward, sorry.
Yeah, put the plastic bag, back in the boot. But he made a big song and dance. He's like, oh, would you look at what I've done? So he's basically basically this will be the first line of the man's obituary.
We had a guy calling us one morning where... a Roscommon hurling club game where a 74-year-old bus driver had to go on goals.
Yeah. There'd be
plenty. In his shoes.
There'd be plenty. I actually had heard of... there was a game in Leitrim, a Junior B game, that someone had actually made the point of contacting me about because the combined age of their full forward line was like 163 or something. Every one of them was 55 and over. So, there's all of these.
I don't know anything about junior hurling or football myself, really.
You'll be sitting on the bench for most of your matches.
Yeah, really?
And you only play Nace.
We don't only play Ness. There are other teams. There's Maynooth. There's lots of teams. you travelled to Las Vegas on to meet Jerry Eisenberg. Now, Jennifer, you'll know who Jerry Eisenberg is, won't you?
But oh, yeah.
I actually don't know who he
is.
For
the listeners.
What, you have to be a sports obsessive to know who he is, to travel to Vegas to talk to him.
If you like your boxing historically, you'll probably know who he is. Or if you've listened to us over the years, we've interviewed this man quite a lot. He's in his mid-80s now. He's 84, 85 now. He's a long-time boxing writer and sports writer in general. He's been to all Super Bowls, all 49 Super Bowls since they started in the 60s. He was at the Rumble in the Jungle. Even going back further than that, he started his journalism career in the early 1950s, I think, with his local paper in New Jersey. And he's just this guy with a treasure trove of stories. He's big friends with Muhammad Ali, and a lot of the stories, when I went to meet him, he lives in, it's actually a place called Henderson. It's quite a weird one, actually. You get to Las Vegas. By the way, we weren't just flying out to Las Vegas and these places. I happened to be.
Oh, you're terrible! Yeah,
who can I interview for the book?
Yeah, but we're on Republic of Kelly. We went to Longford. Yeah. What else?
I happened to be in San Francisco and managed to make a detour. Although San Francisco is pretty nice as well, so I should probably shut up about this line. Yeah. I went to Vegas to meet him. Got off at the airport. Literally every other car is heading towards the Strip, towards whatever hotel they're going to, and I'm the one taxi going the other way out to Henderson, which is up the mountains. Taxi driver had no idea where he was going. Eventually got there, met Jerry Eisenberg, spent a couple of hours in his company, which sounds like time for a lot of stories, but when Jerry Eisenberg's telling the stories, that means there's about three of them, because he starts and he's off, it could be a 20-25 minutes, half an hour telling a story. That's how the sort of detail he still has in his head. He's amazing, absolutely amazing storyteller. So sat there listening to him. I mean, the one that springs to mind is he's at one stage he's sitting there with Muhammad Ali in his apartment in New York a few weeks before a fight. They're finished training. He wasn't training, obviously. Ali was finished training for the day. They're watching this news story about an old folks home in the Bronx, and a Jewish old folks home, actually, which is going to have to close its doors for the winter because it was out of money. Ali goes, right, let's go. They get in the car, drive, give a load of money to the lads to save this old folks home. And then, you know, there's some smart remark or two to the rabbi in charge as well. And then they're out the door, back to get ready for training the next day. All these amazing, heartwarming, and often funny stories about Ali, who he's been friends with for about 40 odd years. So pretty good stuff. Yeah, no, I enjoyed the trip, I have to say.
Was there any point when you're sitting there and the greatest storyteller and the greatest sports storyteller man ever is telling the stories and you're going, I'd love to get to Vegas before.
Well, funny, I did get to Vegas after that. I wasn't blown away by it. Ken Early was in Vegas himself to watch the Conor McGregor fight against Chad Mendes. He's written a really long piece. You'll see a lot of the second half of the book is taken up with Ken's musings on the phenomenon of Conor McGregor, why he's so popular, various issues surrounding that. Really, really interesting read, I think, anyway. But he wasn't blown away by Vegas either. He even went on the New York roller coaster and looked like miserable man I've ever seen on a roller coaster. So funny, we sound very ungrateful here, but two of us got to go to Vegas for this book, and neither had particularly. I think the problem with that place is you can't really be on your own. I mean, you do have to be with people having fun.
But you can pay someone for company over there, I've heard. If
apparently so. I think you can do pretty much anything you want over there. To be perfectly honest, but
it's like Ireland, really, isn't it?
Pretty
it's
much,
like
pretty
Ireland,
much,
but without the crack.
Exactly.
Okay, no, we're gonna do a bit of a quiz. So it's Jen versus second captains. Okay, because Jennifer is. Fair to say you're the head of sport on the show, really?
Yeah, you can call me the head of sport, yeah.
Head of sport. She reads our sports news along with Bernard O'Shea. But
Jen
would be the
really
one.
Me. I do all the research.
She
and
does
all
the
work.
Research.
Yeah.
So it's the sports quiz. It's second captains versus Jen. Now, you won't be answering questions on sport. That's the only thing. Because
okay.
Yeah, you need to know your celebrity news.
Well, Murph's our celebrity man anyways. So
okay, good. Step back. I got this.
The quiz. It's Jennifer Maguire Zamparelli. Versus the second captains.
I don't know if we can do that anymore.
Zamparelli.
Okay, come on, we've only 50 more.
Okay,
minutes.
Jennifer, you go. First, who rode the winner of this year's Grand National, Jennifer Zamparelli Maguire?
Jesus.
Can I help her?
Probably like the smallest man in Ireland. I don't know, Michael D. Higgins or something. I don't know.
Is Michael D. Higgins your. You can just say Michael D. Higgins because it was Leighton Aspel. Guys, do you know who rode Leighton Aspel?
Who Leighton. What horse?
What? I don't know what I'm talking about.
I know.
Can
jockey.
You tell?
A jockey.
A jockey, yes. It was Manny Clouds.
No, I'm going to say Manny Clouds is the horse. Leighton Aspel was the jockey.
Jockey, yes.
Either.
Yeah.
I would like to think that the jockey's name was Manny Clouds.
Okay, we're in an information vacuum here. Anyway, on we go. Come on.
Okay, so it's nil-nil so far.
I said a jockey.
Well.
That is a right answer, technically.
Questions for second captains, lads. Which Irish actor did Kate Winslet gush over, saying he was the most professional actor she'd ever worked with?
He's hung like a horse, though. Yeah, there's a hint for
It was Michael Fassbender, correct. 1-0, Jennifer Maguire, come on.
Is there anything we don't know?
Well, we watch Graham Norton. That's
That's
celebrity news.
Question two, Jennifer. What team did Lamar Odom play for between 2004 and 2011?
The Lakers? LA Lakers?
Yes. Did you burn?
I know that because that's kind of celebrity news. It's kind of celebrity.
It is celebrity. Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Well done, Jennifer. Oh my God, I'm shocked. 40 celebrity goss.
Lamar Odom was married to a Kardashian. What was her first name?
Damn it, I was going to say Kardashian.
You know this.
Chloe.
You
I don't know this.
He was stalling trying to look all cool.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But he did a little fist pump going, yes, when the question came
up. Your third favourite Kardashian.
Yeah.
Jennifer McGuire, it is a 2-1 at the moment. Why is Holly Holm famous? H-O-L-M.
She knocked the head off Ronda Rousey. Yeah,
Bernard is trying to cheat. Jennifer actually knows the answers anyway. The only question she got wrong was when Bernard was over there.
And do you know what he wrote down? UFC. What, like, that was his help. I know this because she was actually in Entourage, the movie.
Wow.
Ronda
A lot of these sports questions are actually skewing celebrity. Anyway, listen, it's fine.
We need
it's
to
no
keep
problem.
It interesting
it's
not,
it's
for people. Pip O'Connor, Ruth O'Neill and Jordi Albert have all guest hosted TV3's Exposé. Their salaries have been in the news this week. How much do they get paid?
This is easy. Come on, it's TV3.
What, to host one episode of Exposé?
Yeah, they were guest
How
hosts.
Much are you
yeah, they were
paid
brought
to
in.
Host
yeah.
Exposé.
Guest present.
I'm assuming if it was in the news, it was a pretty high figure.
Oh, it's or three, a very low figure.
Okay.
I'm going to say like 400 quid.
Wow.
Whoa. Like, come on.
Well, it's incorrect. It means we have a draw. It's 2-2. Well done.
Much,
it was zero.
They got paid in profile.
Profile.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good exposure.
Profile's good.
We met them down in Dunn's there earlier. They were trying to exchange some profile for some food for their family.
I've got lots of profile.
Lots of profile. Second captain's the sports annual. This is the first one, is it?
Yeah. Volume one, yeah. So that's a fair indicator of what we're going to be doing next year.
Duff
and
McGregor and David Doherty. It's all in there. It's absolutely brilliant.
It's secondcaptains.com. It's in Easton's and all good bookstores, ready to go as well.
And for a fair price, I'd imagine.
Fair price, $15.99, I think. If you have pretty good value.
If you have a weird shaped stocking, it's perfect.
Yeah, weird shaped stocking. And a sports fan in your family. So
if someone walked into a shop like Pip O'Connor with some profile, would you let her buy it for
if
profile?
If she had a profile plus the $15.99, it's Pip O'Connor's.
Thanks very much.
A tiebreaker question.
Ah, sure, look, it's a draw. We're all friends, aren't we?
Well, that's not really how. I was born a winner. Keith, I don't like this. Draws.
How about this? Here we go. Type it.
Do we have to? Is a finger on the buzzer?
Yeah. Go beep.
Oh,
beep.
Well, that's playing into Murphy's Rance. Karen.
Okay.
Who played for Scotland, and his father was Jamaican?
Beep. William Wallace.
No. It was Roy Aiken, and his father was Jim Aiken.
Oh, God. Burn. It's all going so
well.
It's a draw.